Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's a fact of life in Boston. After the cold, snowy winter, we get crocuses and lilies and potholes. Lots of potholes. Every March, road crews drive around town, waging war on the many craters left by Mother Nature. This year, Boston is trying to fix those holes in record time. And get this, since March 12th, the city has filled over 1,600. WBUR's Usma Khalid starts a report with a discovery.
I'm on St. James Avenue, right outside the Back Bay Garage, and there are three potholes in a row. One little one, one medium size, and one huge, giant crater with water filled up inside of it. This seems to be a problematic stretch of road, but it's also, unfortunately, nothing that unusual for the city of Boston.
Down the road, I meet Kyle Daly. He's a car salesman.
At our dealership itself, we have a special area in our garage where we fix bent rims. We have a surplus of tires for all of the models. And
Daly always recommends rim and tire insurance. As we drive around the corner, he shows me why.
So when I was taking this right here, I just went, well, boom, and then it just literally ate my rim.
His warning light flashed, his car stalled, and within minutes, he was stuck on the side of the road with a flat tire. Less than 5 days later, Daly's pothole is patched.
So an anonymous constituent reported it to the city on March 21st.
Justin Holmes is the director of constituent engagement for Boston.
And we filled in on the 23rd. 2 days later, it was filled.
Holmes says the city is trying to double its repairs during the normal post-winter rush. So it's launched an attack called Spot Holes. Officials are asking the public to pitch in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here at the Nerve Center, complaints pour in. They come through the old school hotline or via Twitter or even mobile apps.
Once the snow is gone, people see the potholes.
That's Joanne Massaro. She's Commissioner of Public Works.
You have roads that age over time, take a lot of wear and tear, and they say maybe there are some cracks that develop. Over time, water gets underneath there, and in the wintertime, it freezes, then thaws, and then the cracks become bigger and they become holes.
Road crews plug most holes with hot asphalt, which is possible during this March surge when crews are working around the clock. But for a regular, quick fix year-round, the city's also experimenting with new technology. One idea is like silly putty in a bag. You throw it in a pothole and drive away. Here's another idea. It's for a permanent fix. Michael Wolfart sweeps rocks out of a pothole. He's with a company called Unique Pavement Materials.
We fill in a pothole like this, and after we leave it today, the material, the patch, and the repair is going to stay intact longer than this surrounding pavement.
Wolfart compacts the fill and restores the hole in minutes. The city will monitor this new technology for the next 6 months, see how well it works, and maybe use some of it next spring. As for this spring, city officials say they're handling 95% of pothole complaints within 2 days. Remember those three potholes I found in the Back Bay? Well, on Sunday afternoon, I filed a complaint. 2 days later, all three holes were gone. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.